Yeah. That's popular.
Wow.
Okay. Call to order Finance and Audit Committee meeting on February 16th at 5:05 p.m. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Director Wardell?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Calvin Louie, General Manager?
Here.
And then we have Evelyn Aguilar. She's going to be the new Board Secretary.
Here.
Okay. Shall we go over the balance sheet? So as I made mention, the original balance sheet in the first board packet was incorrect. It was a month behind. So I printed and uploaded the new correct one on the website, and it's a separate attachment. So first we're going to look at the balance sheet, which is going to be the last page of the attachment. We're going to look at line 8 and line 10. The district's combined cash with Chase, which is line 8, and the LAVE account balance, which is line 10. District's combined cash and LAVE balance was approximately $1.3 million at the month's end. If you go to the bottom of that same page, line 42, total liabilities. The district's total liabilities were approximately $1 million at month's end. So we have about $300,000 more in cash than we do in liabilities, which is good. We always want to have more cash than we do. Excuse me. So if we go back to the first page of the attachment, profit and loss report. First, we're going to take a look at line 12, standby fees, tax revenue. You'll notice that year to date is at 68%, where the average for the year to date is at 58%, so we're a little ahead schedule. Standby fees are assessed to all parcels in the district. The minimum fee is about $5 an acre. And it can be more depending on the location and nature of the parcel. The bulk of these receipts often occur around January and April and can occasionally cause year-to-date to trend over or under budget. So right now it shows that we're ahead of the game, but as the year progresses, it should even out. I do want to point out, I'm counting on you guys on the board, so every August, the board needs to review the standby assessment charges and either approve them for the following year or decline them. But there's a very small window for that opportunity. So if we miss that opportunity, the standby fee assessments will not renew automatically. So we'll lose out on that revenue. So just bringing that up so everyone can kind of help keep each other on track.
By August.
You guys won't do the filing and all the admin part. That'll be the district staff. But there is a very small window. And unfortunately, as much as we'd like to get ahead of it and prepare for it, we're not able to. It's just a very small time crunch. So then line 13, total operating income, that 65% year-to-date. This outlines the total revenues earned from district operations. So the reason I bring that up is if you looked above, you'll notice there's been more consumption than we anticipated. More people have used water these last 6 months or so. So we're doing good in revenue income right now. Next, I wanted to point out line 32, workers' compensation. The district makes workers' compensation installment payments in the first part of the fiscal year. By November, workers' compensation will be paid in full through May 1st, 2021. Year-to-date is at 78% due to the timing of workers' comp payments. So again, we're ahead of the game right now, but as the year goes on, it should even out. Any questions on this page? No questions? Okay. So let's try to
actually do have a question. Director's fees were trending down?
Director's fees, we are. We anticipated a lot more because we were expecting board members to attend more, like, state conference or whatever. And then I know the board used to plan on going to the Tahoe exhibition every year, a couple years. Because of COVID, everyone's kind of been hunkered down a lot. So that's a big part of it. But yes, we have been lower on director fees. Right, the next page 2 of the profit and loss. Let's look at line 44, well maintenance. This account includes the cost for well maintenance as well as chemical purchases for wells. Year to date can trend over or under budget due to the timing of activity. I just wanted to point it out, and we can discuss this in a bit, but it's only at 11% what we budgeted. This isn't for the well one, tank one rehab. That's expensive. That's on the next page. But this is just general well maintenance.
Ongoing.
Or it could be for, like, tank maintenance, too. You just throw it under here. So I know, like, one of the things, which we'll touch bases a little later, is the tank inspection that we have coming up. So if the board wanted to approve one or both of them for this fiscal year by the budget.
Tank inspection.
Yeah, the diving inspection.
Oh, okay. You can specify that.
The dive.
Okay.
The maintenance. I just wanted to point that out. But I understand, like, we have expensive projects going on, too, but just making you aware of it all. Line 46, right under engineering services. This account includes the engineering costs for district activities. Year-to-date is trending much above target at 126% due to an unexpected amount of new development and then the tank one and well one projects that's going on right now. So Krieger and Stewart's been involved in the tank one and well one rehab projects just to make sure everything's on track and that the contractors are doing what they need to do and it doesn't turn into another Rubicon incident where the vendor came in, did a shoddy job, and then left town. Let's go down a few inches to line 63, office storage. This account includes the lease payment for equipment and supply storage to Riverside County. Year to date is trending slightly above target at 65%. This is due to the timing of bill payments. So again, it'll even out as the year goes on. I know Calvin mentioned last year that we were trying to get everything ready to move over there in March of this year. And I know our field guys did an amazing job cleaning the old Main Street yard in preparation of the move. So he did a great job from what I've heard and everything. He's getting it ready. I know they're working on getting connexes over there too. So we're looking forward to that move. If you go down to line 69, temporary labor. This account includes costs for the NBS rate study, which is nearly complete. So it's a little above what we anticipated, but that's because the water rate study went on just a little longer because we're trying to figure out what direction was best for the community. Any questions on this page?
Yeah, dues and subscriptions look unreasonable. Why is that so low? Is that just timing?
Line 59?
Yes.
So the note here says the account includes various annual dues and fees. Year to date is trending below target due to timing of annual renewals. But I know some of the things we used to sign up for we haven't been using, so we haven't been renewing the dues and subscriptions. CRWA, California Rural Water Association, they're the ones that have the Tahoe trips. Because we haven't been using them, especially because of COVID, and because we've been trying to cut costs and we have other resources to take classes for free, we didn't renew that subscription. And I think that one was like $900 for a year. If you use the classes all the time, it can be worth it. But we haven't been using them, so we didn't renew. Any other questions on this page?
Can I chime in on CRWA?
Sure.
Before, we're using them to actually be our advocate at Sacramento. Now we're part of that the Community Water Service Association, and they're doing a great job. So basically, we're paying for two different services. And then with Rural Community Assistant Corporation, I don't know what the C stands for, but they provide free classes. So we're utilizing them to keep up our certifications for continual education and training.
Alright, so the next page, line 77, the very top, training and travel. This account includes staff board training expenses and any related travel costs. Year to date is trending below target at 26%. Again, because of COVID and everything, nobody's been traveling. We've been taking advantage of free classes that are online. We don't need to travel or send our staff anywhere. So it helps keep costs down in this category. You go down to line 86, service trucks, repair and maintenance. This account includes repair and maintenance costs for district vehicles. Again, we haven't been driving as much, so the repair and maintenance bills have been coming in less and less, which is a good thing. I'm happy to see it so low right now. If you go down a little to line 90, grant and loan processing fees. This account includes the loan fee from Bank of New York. Year to date is at 95% due to the timing of payments. So as the year goes on, that should even out too. If you go down to line 94, miscellaneous. This account includes other non-operating expenses. Year to date is over budget because of COVID testing for employees performed in October and December. And then if you go all the way to the bottom, line 109, net income and loss. As of January 31st, the fiscal year to date net loss is at about almost at $71,000, which I'm not happy to see that, but it's better than we anticipated. We anticipated we'd be much further in the hole than we are. So it's only at 27% year to date versus 58%. So it's not completely vulnerable. Are any questions on this? No? And then I have a request for my input, because the new fiscal year budget is coming up. So I had a request to put together some notes. Some of them are my opinion or suggestions. So you have to take it just for that, not a fact. My suggestion or opinion. But if the board is interested in hearing them, I can give them out. But if you're not, then that's fine too. So it's entirely up to you, to both of you.
Well, I remember. That's the key.
You take very good notes.
Can we just have a copy of them?
Yeah, I can make a copy.
That would help me.
Okay.
We can't figure it out.
Yeah, that's
fine. I need help.
That's fine. That is fine. Okay.
And that would help.
And then any other questions or comments? Calvin, did you have anything? Did you want to say anything about the budget?
No, there'd just be some strangers.
Did you want to say?
I'd like to address them with Cindy before I put them out. There is kind of a wish list right now.
Okay. Will you be providing the board of your wish list or draft or no?
No, because I don't know what we're going to afford or not, so I need to talk to Cindy first.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Let's call the Finance and Audit Committee meeting to close again at 5:22.
Director Wardo?
Aye.
Director Sanderson?
Aye.
All right, meeting adjourned at 5:22.
I know you've given...